Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Wedding 101 Radio Show. Hello, my name is David Rothstein. I own a music company, David Rothstein Music, and our website is drsmusic.com. This program was designed to be a helpful resource for both brides and grooms as well as wedding professionals. It was created to give listeners real insights from the top wedding vendor professionals in the nation. Each new show features a wedding professional from a different aspect of wedding planning: photographers, caterers, wedding planners, florists, venues, and many more. These interviews will give you lots of great ideas how to get the best results for your wedding. Wedding vendors can also learn from these fellow professionals. If you have an idea for a guest or a topic, please let us know. We're always open to new ideas. And we hope you enjoyed today's radio show. Thank you so much. And on today's broadcast, we are lucky to have Marlee Beldwood. She is the venue manager of the River East Art Center. And let me tell you a little bit about Marlee. She has been in the events industry since she moved to Chicago in 2006. She began in large-scale catering with Blue Plate Catering during the record revenue year of 2006-2007. After working in the catering industry for a few years, she directed her attention outside of food, particularly creative conception with the Revel Group. When the opportunity arose to manage River East Arts Center in late November of 2010, she jumped at the chance. In only her second year as director of sales, REAC is projected to double the revenue of 2011. Marlee was, in November 2012, won the BizBash Award as Venue Manager of the Year. She attributes this fact to more versatile rental fees and encouraging a higher number of non-profit bookings, which have simultaneously shown dramatic increases in the organization's fundraising efforts. Philanthropically, she is the vice president of the board of the Tickle Pink Chicago, a fundraising event group benefiting Bright Pink, a national non-for-profit focusing on the prevention and detection of breast and ovarian cancers in young women. She is also the historian for the Junior Board of Urban Initiatives, which provides health and education programming to Chicago public school kids through sports. And welcome to the show.
Hey, David.
Glad to have you here. And let me give you her contact information to learn more about the River East Art Center. And their website is RiverEastArtCenter.com. So no S, RiverEastArtCenter.com. You can contact them, 312-321-1001. And the center is located at 435 East Illinois Street. That's 435 East Illinois Street. So be sure to take a look at their website and give them a call. So let's get started a little bit talking about the center itself. What is the background and how did it get started as the River East Art Center?
You know, that's a funny question, only because I get that question quite a bit. The building itself has actually been around for ages. It's practically as old as Navy Pier, but it's been reworked and kind of reorganized many times throughout the years. I've heard from actually mostly clients about a lot of the things that it has been. As far as laser tag, there was once a food court, a number of different kind of off-the-wall businesses, but it was actually reworked about 8 years ago to be completely art-focused, all built out with galleries, artist studios, as well as the main event space in the center, which is what we now operate as the private event space.
And what do you love most about your job?
You know, truthfully, everything. When I was back in catering, I worked here a lot as on the vendor side of things and catered a number of parties, and I fell in love with the space absolutely when I first walked in. I mean, it's one of those places that as a girl, you know, you're like, man, this would be amazing for my wedding or for, you know, it's just such a cool, unique spot and different than so many other places in the city. But really what I love the most about my job is getting to work with people and being able to truly sell a place that I really love. So everybody that comes in has a different, unique story, whether, you know, they're getting married, whether it's a corporate client or what have you. But basically everybody, for the most part, you know, is kind of blown away by the contemporary feel, and it's definitely suitable to a certain type of personality and certain type of person.
And was it built mainly for doing weddings and events, or was it an art place first, and then they looked at it and said, we could really do some other very unique types of events here rather than just a showcase for the great artwork?
Yeah, you know, I think originally the developers had in mind a more art-centric kind of concept, but basically once they, I mean, the building itself, all the art galleries are very, very beautiful and tastefully done. It's mostly glass, exposed brick, and a kind of a loft-style feeling. So basically I think what happened was they realized what an amazing space mm-hmm. the center atrium was. We have a mezzanine that surrounds that center atrium as well as an outdoor balcony space. It's all, you know, set on the Ogden Slip portion of the Chicago River. So basically kind of I think they sort of stumbled into it, and then realizing that it was such a great spot, kind of that became the whole reason for the space.
And if you haven't been there physically, it is an absolutely amazing space. It's very large, but when you walk in there, you're not overwhelmed by it. It's just absolutely beautiful. And if you are creative at all and you're working with a great design group that does great work with like floral and lighting and drapery and stuff, you can do some incredibly dramatic things with that space. And having the river, as she had mentioned, behind the space is absolutely beautiful for cocktails. And it's kind of a big U-shape. And you can see lots and lots of photographs on their website, rivereastartcenter.com. So we've done, and my music company has done numerous events there, big and small, and it's very versatile, and it's a terrific, terrific space. Now, unlike a hotel, which most of the wedding services are included, including vendors and products, are booked separately for anything held in your space. The biggest is obviously catering. Is there a select group of caterers which you supply, or can they bring in their own catering company, and how does that how would that work as far as catering?
Sure. So basically what's happened over the last 7 years and having worked in the catering business, you kind of realize, well, there's a number of different reasons that go into the fact that we do have a list for caterers.
Mm-hmm.
We have a vendor list that consists of 6 different caterers. They all are different in their own way, and they all have really great strengths. I mean, across the board, they can make food better than I could ever dream of in my little kitchen.
Me too.
But,
yeah, exactly.
But, you know, in terms of, we have a caterer that uses a lot of organic stuff. We have one that's super creative. We have one that specializes in different ethnic cuisines. And, you know, they're all good in different ways. But basically, too, the building itself imposes a sort of a strict vendor requirement on us in terms of insurance, which is like boring stuff that no bride or groom really cares
right.
to hear.
Uh-huh.
But it's important to our process because, you know, as much as we know there's a million different great caterers out there, we do still give a selection. It's not, you know, monopolized. There's still 6 groups to choose from, and they all are great in their own way. But yes, it is kind of in that way. We do have to sort of, you know, siphon people through using one of them.
And it actually makes easier. The big benefit for the bride and groom is that you're getting a company and a catering group that really knows the loading, the parking, the facility themselves. So they're going to be able to operate much, much easier because you don't want somebody learning for the first time at your wedding at a brand new space. So it's a big advantage to have somebody that they're actually recommending.
Right, exactly. And it's one of those things that I always say to all the brides, you know, we're just the shell of your party, and mm-hmm. these are the guys that know exactly every nook and cranny. They know that, you know, they're bringing the tables in, the linen. They know things that work. They can do your floor plan. I mean, it's really, and they all are great people in general, too, to work with.
And what's the capacity of the River East Art Center?
It just depends on the style of the event,
mm-hmm.
but fully seated, if you're doing a classic plated dinner, basically you can do up to 500. We have a little kind of naturally segmented area that we often will put, you know, like you know, the band
mm-hmm.
On the steps.
Right.
If you use that area behind there, you can do up to 500 people. Now, if you keep the band on the steps and then you use the main atrium area for seating, you can do up to 330 fully seated with a dance floor.
And is there a minimum for a Saturday night?
Nope. We don't do anything based on guest count. We just rent to one client per day. So it's not like there's another person's wedding down the hallway or
right,
anything like
exactly.
that. But basically, no. I mean, if you want to rent the space for the day, I always say this, you know, it could be two for a party for two. It could be a party for up to 500 and even beyond that if it's a cocktail style party. So yeah, nothing based on guest count. It's absolutely just based on the experience that you want to provide for your guests.
And other than the renting the actual space, what are all the different things that what's actually included with that besides just the space? Or is a bride and groom basically on their own to fill it up with all the tables and chairs and caterers and all the services that they might need?
Having been on the catering side and providing a lot of the services myself at one point, I'm always available for any questions. But basically, River East Art Center doesn't own any tables or chairs, so all of our vendors are well aware of that. We provide a very thorough list of vendors in terms of catering, lighting, and decor, where there's a couple groups that we work with a lot, and they're all easily accessible, including the folks that I work with the most, names, email, direct phone numbers, and things of that nature. But also I basically talk through exactly what people are usually looking for when they come on their walkthrough. So as much as, the space is really all that you get with the venue rental in terms of it's your exclusive use of the space that day of your wedding. Vendors often will come in as early as like 10 a.m. or noon to start setting everything up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, typically if you're doing a ceremony on site, which I should have mentioned, we do many ceremonies on site. We usually start those around 5 o'clock unless there's like some cultural consideration in mind.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll do the party typically from 6 p.m. until midnight for cocktails, dinner, dancing, the whole thing.
And what information should a bride or groom bring in when they first come to meet you and take a look at the space?
Truthfully, usually there's a couple of simple questions, is whether or not you want to have your ceremony on site or in a church, and really guest count. And basically everything from then on, I can kind of explain to them the ways that things typically happen. A lot of times people will say, as I'm talking through things, oh, we don't want a head table, or we would rather have stations and more, casual seating and all those things. You know, I just adjust my kind of vision of what things are going to look like based on, what they tell me. But other than that, really minimal information and, because it's an awesome space, it comes down to whether they like it, whether their date's available, and, if they can agree to basically our kind of process of working with our vendor list and things of that nature.
And do you allow people to see the space once it's set up for an actual wedding? Because a lot of times they can see a blank room, but sometimes they have a hard time visualizing what it's going to look like all dressed up and with all the vendors and tables and everything like that.
Sure. I mean, what we do, because, we book events, and there's been months where we've had 28 out of 30 days of the month booked with a different event, whether it be a corporate, nonprofit, wedding, multiple weddings. And so basically what I typically do is it's all on a case-by-case basis.
Okay.
At this point, I don't have another wedding until February.
Mm.
So really, it's tough because any bride and groom that's coming to check out the space now, they don't really have that opportunity. But I'm more than happy if there is a wedding that weekend to let them come in a certain window between, noon and, 4 o'clock to ensure that they're not, encroaching on the bride and groom's day, as well as that they can still get their kind of taste of what an example would be like. The trick with that truly is that every wedding I've seen here looks different. I mean, there's no two people that do anything exactly the same, and I've seen every color that you can imagine.
I have seen two. Yeah, it's hard to imagine the same space sometimes. You're like, wow, I never thought of that. Yeah.
Exactly. It's incredible the things that people do and how creative they really get. So I always have to kind of, start off by saying, you can't really judge the space based on someone's specific style, because it's really about what you would make it yourself.
But the advantage of having a space like yours, I mean, first of all, it's an art center, so it really encourages a lot of creativity and anything that they can basically possibly come up with, as long as you're hiring a great decor company, they can really make it happen for you. And you've got a lot of really interesting elements with the wall of water there, and you've got the river there, and some great height to the room. So anything you can come up with, and when you walk in that room, you can really really be as creative as you want and hire a great decor planner, and certainly you can have some great ideas about how to transform that room into their particular vision. And it is certainly something different than just a regular boxy hotel room, which has certain limitations, but having a space like this can really be very exciting.
Yep. Absolutely. And we have three decor companies on our list. We have the Revel Decor Group, we have Kehoe, and we have Botanicals.
Mm-hmm.
And they all have worked here for years, and basically they all really understand the space. They understand our bride's style, and for anyone that hasn't been to this space before, you can check it out online, obviously, but it is a very contemporary kind of chic spot that, you know, there's a lot of sort of, typical floral that just wouldn't necessarily, maybe fit exactly as much as some of these designs that these guys create. So that's nice.
I know this is kind of a general question, but is there a particular type of bride and groom that are elements in their personality that you see that are attracted to spaces like yours?
You know, in general, I think a lot of our brides already know that they like the space based on pictures when they arrive,
mm-hmm.
but it definitely is a certain personality. I mean, this is a typical hotel ballroom, or anything you would call a ballroom or a banquet hall, is basically, you know, an apple to an orange with our space. So, you know, generally, I would say that a lot of our brides are on the more, they might be in a creative industry, or they might be, they are really into Pinterest and really into style, you know, a lot of graphic design, and just kind of people that are aesthetically, you know, driven.
Yeah, and I found that now that I'm thinking back to a lot of the different brides and grooms that we've played for, they definitely have a creative element. At least maybe they do it professionally, but maybe they used to play an instrument in high school or college or something, or they enjoy painting, or they enjoy supporting the arts, and really want another way of expressing themselves rather than just kind of walking into a room and here's your chicken dinner. It's like more like, what can we create that's going to be special and really unique? And I think that's why people are attracted to a great space like the River East Art Center. So, it's really really a terrific space. Now, some of the logistics. Is there a particular amount of deposit that's reserved once people fall in love with the space?
Sure. So basically how the process kind of goes, we have a really small team over here. I'm the only one on the sales end of things. And then we have, you know, a small operations team. So usually my initial thing with bride and grooms is sending them as much information as they can swallow via email. Just because, you know, like on today, for example, I had 35 inquiries from bride and grooms.
Wow.
And along with all my corporate stuff, and we have a holiday party going on this evening with setup going on all day. So, you know, you can imagine that it's almost impossible to be able to call everyone back in that same day, you know. So
sure.
Usually I try to really touch them first via email, send them all the information they can swallow. I send them available dates initially for the year, and as much information regarding dates as possible, because sometimes, you know, people are like, you know what, my heart's set on this date, I'm really sorry. And that's fine, you know. But
right.
Basically, I encourage them to reach back out to me if they like what they see, and we can definitely set up an in-person meeting as well as a walkthrough.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, on any given day, I might have 6 walkthroughs on top of those inquiries, or, you know, maybe more. And we'll do like a quick kind of 20-minute jaunt around the space. I explain everything about everything in terms of the way that they could see things. I try to kind of lay out the vision of the way it will look on, you know, for them particularly.
Right.
And give options. And then more or less, if they are ready to go and there's not a hold on their actual date, the next step is just giving them a proposal. Once they sign the proposal, it's 50% down, and then they're booked. They're booked solid. The only catch with that is I do hold actually for free, and I don't really require much. So sometimes I'll have a first or second hold on a or even three holds on a popular Saturday. So usually I need to go through those people as a first right of refusal and make sure, you know, the first hold doesn't want to book and show up with their money. But then most often with brides, they are releasing. They're not going to be ready necessarily to come and put, you know, a couple thousand or however many thousand dollars down that
right.
day.
Right. Okay. And do you offer discounts for Friday, Sunday, or off-season weddings?
Absolutely. When I started here, we took a look at pricing, and we basically skewed the entire thing based on the day of the week and the time of the year. So a January, Sunday through Wednesday is a totally different ballgame than a Saturday in June. More or less off-season rates can be nearly half the price. January, February weddings for Saturdays are $6,000, and then, you know, Saturdays can be double that. Double that in summer months. And that's really because of our great cocktail space outside.
Right.
Truly, I mean, the place is beautiful on the inside no matter what the time of year. So even, you know, us, David, we can't guarantee any weather in Chicago anytime.
Plan B
so,
city, yes. Uh-huh.
You know, it's like we just have to go and say, hey, if you want to do an off-season wedding, we'd love to do it. But otherwise, you know, if you can get a good summer day, it's pretty unbelievable.
Yeah, it's one of those things when it's when you get a beautiful day in Chicago, it's kind of like the recess. You know, we've been stuck inside, all of a sudden the bell goes off, and we all just start running around and doing stuff. And that's why we all savor the summertime so much. I was actually born during the biggest snowstorm in Chicago history.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so I think my first toy was jumper cables, you know. So it is a big part of the culture of living in Chicago, and that's how we're able to keep the population down, I think. So it's it's a lot of fun to live here. So once they've signed a contract, do you schedule additional meetings at a certain point prior to the wedding, or is it more of a case-by-case basis, answering questions as they come up?
Basically, I'm available to anybody, anytime, mostly, like I said, my phone can get sort of backed up in terms of calls, so most of my brides usually are emailing me with questions, and then I follow up with them that way, or stopping in, or calling me on my direct line, which is all, you know, I welcome anything and everything, but just sometimes with the calls, it can be like a day before I can get back with them, but regardless, yes, we basically, because we have a small team, my director of operations takes on sort of the latter half of the situation in terms of vendors and insurance requirements and things of that nature. So he'll circle back and usually work with planners. We have a ton of planners that do day of and everything here who we're all very well familiar with. But for the most part, any questions or anything leading up to like actual operations and logistics are directed at me.
And it's nice to have that kind of relationship when you're signing a contract that you're not become client number 287 and some username and password. You can always call up and certainly talk directly to Marley. And I think that's a big relief for a lot of people because, you know, planning a wedding is you're buying a lot of really expensive stuff that you never bought before. And
right.
So the more guidance you can get and the more people that can be there to help you is going to be certainly a big help.
Well, and that's absolutely true. And truth be told, the vendors that we have on our list are unbelievable to the point where they are, you know, answering so many questions and doing so many things and making me, you know, look good. And for that, I mean, we really have a great situation in that way.
And it's really the teamwork that really makes an event go. And it doesn't matter. Any of the lower quality groups tend to be a little bit more on the ego side of things. And the best professionals I've found are the ones that are there to work together to give the absolute best results for the client, period.
Right.
And that's what the real professionals should be focusing on. So as you make your way, talking to all the brides and grooms out there, is that as you're making your way through all your wedding planning, really look at the attitudes of the various vendors that you're considering? I mean, are they there more for their particular glorification, or are they there really to help you get the wedding that you want? And for our company, people ask us all the time, like, what's the most exciting event or the most glamorous wedding? I would say the one I have on Saturday, because to that client, that's all that matters. If I say we just played an event for Michael Douglas or Joan Rivers and we just got some gig here on the 18th, well, as if my wedding was on the 18th, I certainly wouldn't want to be that person. And they should really feel like they're the only wedding that we have on the entire calendar for the whole year. And I think that's something for every wedding we've always done at the River East Arts Centers, that she works with such top professionals. It just makes everybody's job easier, and the results are that much better for the bride and groom, too.
Absolutely.
What are some of the advantages and disadvantages of working with a unique venue like yours, such as opposed to having a venue that actually is more of a hotel?
Sure. Well, I mean, I say this a lot, and it's very true. I personally, my taste, I have very specific taste, and I kind of am one of those people. I know what I like, I know what I don't like, and I know what I want. And that is exactly the kind of bride that we have and kind of clientele that we have, because they're picking out, and they have the ability to pick out, you know, every single chair, color, down to what style of fork they want, glassware. Everything is completely customized with equipment, with food, with, you know, your drinks, your bar. Everything's customized through the caterer and through our vendors down to, I mean, it's literally purely exactly what people want. So it's really nice in that way. Obviously, budgets depict a lot of things, but you know, there's five different kinds of chairs you can select. Mm-hmm. And one thing that I know, you know, versus a hotel, there are people that really they don't necessarily want that many options. But when it comes down to someone that knows what they want and knows the style that suits them best, this space is exactly, you know, perfect for what they need, because you can make it look any way. You can make it, you know, sometimes people do it totally rustic and leave the space pretty much raw and do mm-hmm. much more natural things, natural beiges and, you know, funky floral. And then sometimes people completely transform it. They're using red lights. They're using, you know, wild colors, super bright and everything. And it just really depends on who they are, and it shows through in their actual weddings.
Yeah, absolutely, and I think the more creative types are certainly going to be attracted to a place like yours. And there's a certain mentality of there are people that are attracted to, if they're taking a test, they'd much rather have essay questions. And there are people that would much rather have multiple choice questions. And I think the people that that are most interested in River East Arts Center are those that basically want the essay questions, that want to have that space to be able to be as creative and use these different elements. But some people do like, you know, A, B, or C, okay?
Right.
I'm over to this category, A, B, or C, A, B, or C. And then they're both equally fine. They're just, it's just a little bit different.
Yeah, and alternatively, that's exactly true. The A, B, and C, I mean, I'm not going to say that I haven't booked some brides that are like that mm-hmm. because that absolutely happens, because they're in love with the space, but maybe they don't want to have to make as many decisions, and that's where my vendors kind of step up to the plate and say, hey, actually, we have these, you know, things that we've done so well before. We have this kind of preset menu that you can mm-hmm. look at and see what you think, as well as, you know, floral and all that thing, all that jazz. So, I mean, it can be as customized as people want, but, you know, if people are intimidated by that factor, I mean, definitely our vendors can take the lead on that.
Yeah, that's why hiring the best professional vendors can really help you sort all this stuff out. And there's certainly an educational aspect of planning a wedding. And by hiring the people that are going to give you, you know, the tools for you to be able to decide yourself, that's where you're really going to get the best results. And if you are a do-it-yourself kind of person and you want to have that type of influence, those type of top-level wedding professionals can really help you say, well, here's a situation kind of similar, and this is how we were able to solve it, or this is how we were able to create this, to help you translate your idea or certain elements of things you see on Pinterest. So you can go to them and say, you know, here's a photograph from a magazine. I like this element of stuff. And I always tell people, you know, to be as authentic as you can. Don't all of a sudden become a very formal couple during your wedding just because, you know, that's maybe something you saw on television. Or somebody says that, Julie, the new hot color for October weddings is fuchsia, and you hate fuchsia. Well, don't do fuchsia if that's not something you love. Or using cupcakes, because Martha Stewart says you should be having cupcakes for a June weddings. So only do things that bring you, that you're inspired by, that fit in with your personality, and by having the top professionals, they'll work with you, and they'll say, okay, great, let's do it this way, and this is how this is going to fit into there. That's why when you get a blank space like that, make sure you fill it up with the best professionals that can really give you the creativity that you want.
Right. Absolutely.
And what about parking? As just like any other venue, downtown, hotels, or whatever, parking can always be a little bit of a challenge. What are some of the options and arrangements that they can make at the River East Art Center?
Sure. We work often with VIP Valet. We actually I worked with them years ago, and they are newer on our list. As we have a parking garage across the street, it's actually underground. It's owned by Standard Parking. They own majority of the lots around this area and just generally, I mean, mostly downtown. So, but we have a nice relationship with the garage across the street. And basically we have a validation box that we have on site, and more or less the client just needs to speak with my contact there, and they can negotiate a better rate. They can decide if they want to pay for guest parking, and then when guests are actually on site at the event, all they have to do is run their card through, and it can either come out zeroed out or maybe at like a, you know, $18 or $20 rate rather than, you know, 30, 40, or whatever it would be for, you know, an 8-hour stay or 6-hour stay. So it's actually pretty easy. I park there every day. And then in terms of valet, Randy over there at VIP is great to work with, and he's been really flexible with our clients in terms of trying to make things work for them.
Okay, great, and that's certainly a big help of having having downtown weddings, because once you get into the some of the downtown places, if they don't include parking, it can be like $50 to $70 per time, and that's that can really add up after the number of different guests and all your vendors too.
Right, absolutely.
So let's walk through the kind of the anatomy of your venue for all the different aspects of having the wedding there. So ceremony, is that traditionally downstairs, and where would cocktails, dinner, and dancing be held?
Sure, absolutely. So basically when you enter in, you're entering at Illinois Street level. You walk about five stairs, and you're on the mezzanine level, which is basically a track area that surrounds the lower level, which we call the atrium, and is the main event space. Now, in the atrium, that is definitely where we typically do ceremonies. You can do ceremonies for up to just shy of 200 in a typical aisle setting with the bride and groom in front of our Venetian water wall. It's very beautiful. Mm-hmm. Every guest can see. I'm not sure if anyone would have looked at pictures of our website, but we do have columns that are kind of a real beautiful focal point, but, you know, every mother of the bride is always like, well, can everyone see my daughter? Which obviously is a great question, and is, you know, what moms want to know. But with those columns in mind, I call them the one cocktail columns, because by the time you have one glass of wine, you kind of forget that they even exist.
I like that.
They are part of the ambiance, they're part of the character, but they're also part of what brings the room in and makes it kind of more intimate. Our ceremonies that are above 200 guests, they usually take place in the round, which basically means there's people on all four sides of you going out and then one aisle way. And I've done up to almost nearly 400 guests in the round, and I'm certain that we could do more, but that's just like the largest that we've actually done with a ceremony like that. So typically the guests enter, they come downstairs, they have the ceremony, and then we invite them upstairs on the mezzanine level for cocktails and for hors d'oeuvres inside and outside. The balcony, the outdoor, beautiful, beautiful outdoor balcony space is actually a level above the river. So the river walk is a public area, but upstairs is our fully private balcony. And that is an awesome place to throw a bar outside. We have people sometimes do lounge furniture. But regardless, even at just a couple high boys, and people are definitely out there. I feel like no matter what the weather, usually you'll find a couple guys out there at any given time, even if it's so hot they're sweating or if it's, you know, freezing cold. But we also have a built-in bar upstairs on the mezzanine level that's beautiful wood. It matches the space. It's available for anyone's use that, you know, obviously is booked. And then they can do 3 to 4 bartenders at that space. So sometimes we'll have people do 2 bartenders there and maybe like 2 outside to kind of split it up. If people want to focus their guests on being outside, typically, you know, you can do up to 230 people outside. They might do all 4 bartenders out there. And then basically regarding, I know a lot of people, it's a little hard to envision if you haven't, like, worked in the catering world or you haven't, you know, been in the event industry. But basically what we do with the room is we call it, we do the flip, where we have actually 2 great long hallways on the perimeter of the atrium space that we have these beige curtains that we close off. And actually down both of those hallways, we have all the tables preset with linen, flatware, glassware, the whole 9 yards. And then basically you use the chairs that you would be using for the ceremony as the chairs for dinner. It usually takes the caterers less than half an hour to make the switch. And it ends up being, it's pretty much like clockwork. There's a, it's kind of a wash in terms of pricing because we don't charge any extra money for a ceremony on site. We allow you to start that an hour earlier, and you're using the chairs that you would already have rented for dinner. So it's actually pretty easy, and by the time, like I said, you have 1 cocktail up there, you don't even realize, that, I mean, basically the entire place is transformed.
It is pretty incredible. It reminds me of, you know, in junior high school, we had those science movies of, like, now they're worker ants, and you see this gorgeous room, and then you turn around, and it's a completely different thing. And the intensity and the speed of all these people come out of these rooms and just turn this room over, it is absolutely amazing. Tables flying, chairs flying, and then all of a sudden, boom, here it is. This gorgeous room. It's incredible to watch.
You know, I think it's, I work here and I've been a guest of weddings and events where we've had the flip, and you would think that I would be concerned. I mean, some people think that, but it's absolutely, it is. It's sort of like voyeuristic. These people work so hard, but also the tables themselves are already gorgeous when they come out. It's not like you're wheeling in, you know, raw wooden tables and like slamming things down. It's quiet. It's, you know, it's kind of like Fantasia or something like
that.
It's like it's an art form, and you know, it's one of those things that for the fact that you're not paying any extra money and you can have a beautiful ceremony and your guests, you don't have to worry about transportation, you don't have to worry about anyone leaving, and people go right, you know, within 5 minutes of a ceremony, they have a cold cocktail in their hand. Everybody's happy, so it's really nice.
So now cocktails are over, and then we need to encourage the guests to go downstairs for dinner.
You know, it's sort of funny because people ask me that, and typically a lot of times you don't really have to encourage people that much because usually at that point, after if you do an hour ceremony and then an hour cocktails, you know, generally people, they've had maybe 1 or 2 drinks and they're ready to eat something. But otherwise, I mean, we basically just have our, you know, our catering staff, they're lovely. All of the caterers have really, really great employees, and, you know, they'll just politely for the few of the people, which is usually myself, that's still, you know, chit-chatting and not paying attention. We just very politely invite everyone to come back downstairs and join us for dinner. And people usually are pretty good about that.
Okay, so now they've made their way downstairs, and in that lower area there, that's where you're going to be having dinner and dancing. And it has a built-in dance floor, correct?
It doesn't. I mean, it's not technically would be called a dance floor. We have terrazzo flooring, and basically it's pretty tough, but it's also beautiful. It has stone in it, and we wax it frequently, but more or less we kind of, based on the floor plan, that's where the dance floor would be. So you build your floor plan first based on your food service, where you want your bar to be, where you want your dance floor to be, as well as your head table. And once you get kind of the nuts and bolts of what's most important to you with the floor plan, you can plan the dance floor and just kind of leave an open space. Some venues require you to bring in a dance floor. Usually they can cost about $1,500 or, mm-hmm. you know, just depending on the size of it. You know, to us, it's like, we don't need you to pay for that. And, you know, you can just dance on our floor and, you know, it works out really well.
Absolutely. It's really beautiful. And if you want to see some examples, there's actually on our website, drsmusic.com, I put up the live band playing actually at the River East Arts Center. And you can take a look at that and how many people are on that dance floor. And it's absolutely beautiful. It works out just beautiful to get. You can fit in a tremendous amount of people in that space. So it's really, really great. And I'll walk you through a little bit in terms of from a musical perspective of how that would lay out during the course of the ceremony and reception. So basically you'd have the ceremony downstairs, and you could use, or we have six different ensembles for that. Let's say you did a string quartet. Those musicians will actually keep playing until all the guests have left that area. Those guests actually make their way up the stairs and outside where the jazz trio is already set up for cocktails. So that's going to keep that transition very, very smoothly. And then the jazz trio, when cocktails are over, will move downstairs, and they'll either be playing for as background music for dinner, or what's actually much more popular is to have the full dance orchestra playing for dinner and dancing. And during dinner and dancing is where you're going to have all the introductions of the bridal party, which happen down the beautiful glass staircase, which is very dramatic. And then you'll have all the toast, cake cutting, blessing over the meal. If you have the full orchestra, you'll be able to do first dance, father, daughter, mother, son, and get your guests up and moving. You also have the possibility of doing dancing between choruses, which is always a lot of fun there, too. So you'll have everything. Once they're already seated down for dinner, they'll remain there for both dinner and for dancing and to the course of the evening. So it's a fantastic space. Acoustic-wise, it works very, very nicely, so you don't have to worry about the high ceilings or anything because the sound is actually focused towards the main section of the dance floor. So it works out really, really well. You don't have to worry about any kind of feedback or anything like that being too loud in there.
Yeah, and I was going to mention that, too. It's cool because we have kind of a natural built-in stage that is just two steps up from where the dance floor would be. And it's so funny to see, and it's great to see the band and the guest interaction is unbelievable. You know, it's just so much closer than, you know, anyone being up on a regular stage. And, you know, the crowd just gets so into it and the only time we ever have any kind of sound issue, you would never be familiar with, David, because it's all about people that don't bring the proper equipment.
Right.
Which, you know, we don't require that our guests book with certain vendors because, I mean, musically and entertainment-wise, only because, you know, everyone, again, the space is all about being different and customizing, and everybody does have different tastes, or they might have a different budget. But, you know, that's the only time we ever have a real problem with sound is if people have, like, small-time speakers. You've never had that issue. So,
right.
Uh-huh. You know.
And that's one of the great things by having that accessibility to the crowd. I mean, our vocalists and our horns are actually wireless. So you can see in a few of the videos where the vocalist will be right in the middle of the dance floor with the bride and groom with, like, 290 guests. It's absolutely amazing, and then we'll bring the horn section out. So it's a very, very interactive thing, and that's really important, Marley, as you mentioned, is to have that type of rapport between the band and the guests. So it's not just they're upstage watching it. So it's really, really, it's a great space. And we'd like to certainly thank Marley Bellwood for being such a great guest on our show.
Thanks for having me.
And once again, if you'd like to get a hold of Marley and go take a look at the fabulous River East Arts Center, you can reach her at 312-321-1001, 312-321-1001. They're located at 435 East Illinois Street in Chicago. And their website is RiverEastArtCenter.com. That's RiverEastArtCenter.com. And if you'd like some great live music, we would certainly love to be a part of your celebration. And our website is drsmusic.com. And you can read all kinds of reviews and photos and videos and all kinds of stuff about us and we always love playing at the River East Arts Center. It's a fantastic venue. So for all of you out there, I hope that you found the show to be helpful. You can listen to this show, which is going to be archived in just a little bit, and there are a number of various shows on here from catering companies, videography, photography. So we hope you find it to be a really great, helpful resource. Please share this with as many of your friends as you like, and come back often and listen to a variety of different shows on a variety of different subjects. We wish all of you the very best for your wedding plans, and thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate it, and our thanks to Marley Bellwood for being such a great guest. Thanks so much, everybody, and good night.